Right, the next category is the Islamophobic International Politician of the Year Award. And the nominee.
Islamophobic International Politician.
Is it? That's what I said. Sorry.
Okay, the nominations are Mr. Ariel Sharon.
Mr. Ariel Sharon, who said in an interview, "I don't know something called international principles. I'll vow that I'll burn every Palestinian child that will be born in this area. The Palestinian woman and child is more dangerous than the man, because a Palestinian child's existence infers that generations will go on, but the man causes limited danger. I vow that if I was just an Israeli civilian and I met a Palestinian, I would burn him and I would make him suffer before killing him. With one hit, I've killed 750 Palestinians. I wanted to encourage my soldiers by raping Arabic girls, as a Palestinian woman is a slave for Jews, and we do whatever we want to her, and nobody tells us what we shall do, but we will tell others what they shall do."
Well, Mr. Bush is a man of peace. The butcher of Beirut never fails to surprise. He's got so many skeletons in his closet, it's more like a mass grave.
And the next nominee is Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He said over a glass of vodka, "You are in danger. They speak about the necessity of killing all Kafirs, all non-Muslims, all cross-bearers, as they call them. If you are a Christian, you are in danger. If you decide to become a Muslim, even this will not save you, because they consider traditional Islam to be hostile to their aims. Even in this case, you're in danger. If you want to become a complete Islamic radical and are ready to undergo circumcision, then I invite you to Moscow. We have specialists in this question. I recommend that they carry out the operation in such a way so that afterwards nothing else will grow."
If you have a Zionist neighbour and they're looking to have their child circumcised, Moscow sounds a good place. But I'd like to ask Mr. Putin, he's since offered his services to Mr. Blair, free on the NHS, who has accepted. He's accepted it on an inpatient basis, with Mr. Blunkett doing the naming. That's for you medics out there to know what I'm on about.
Right, our third nomination goes to Mr. Blunkett, who said, "We should be conscious of the superiority of our civilization, which consists of a value system that has given people widespread prosperity in those countries that embrace it, and guarantees respect for human rights and religion. This respect certainly does not exist in the Islamic countries. The West will continue to conquer peoples, as it has already done in the communist world and modern Arab states." And he also said, "Europe must revive on the basis of a common Christian unit."
Well, Mr. Berlusconi, whilst he's stuffing his face full of spaghetti, would be happy to learn that in England, yes, in England, the epicenter of Western civilization, the Muslim Bengali dish of Balti and chicken tikka has superseded all other foods to the title of the most popular food of a 60 million strong nation. So much for cultural superiority then.
The final nomination in this category is
Nisar Gordia. That is Nisar Gordia, whose mantra is, "Muslims have also contributed to the youth who are willing to be cannon fodder, in the name of jihad. Muslim community have contributed Ghaznavi, Aurangzeb, Jinnah and Imam Bukhari, all symbols of vandalism. Globally, it is Muslims who are fighting everywhere, whether it is against the Christians in Chechnya and Bosnia, against the Jews in Israel, or against the Roman Catholic in the Philippines. Islam, as an exclusive totalitarian system, believing in jihad, terming the non-Muslim as kafir. This intolerance is basically responsible for the Hindu-Muslim problem."
And yes, the World Hindu Council, with many temples in England, failed to add to the list that Islam's architectural monstrosities, such as the Taj Mahal, are also a vivid example of vandalism.
And there we have it, ladies and gentlemen, the nominees. Are they up there? I can't even tell. We haven't even got something to look at. There we are. The nominees are Mr. Ariel Sharon, Mr. Vladimir Putin, Mr. Tagordia, and Mr. Berlusconi. And the winner is... Never mind who ate all the pies, it's who ate all the children. It's Ariel Sharon!
Well, Well, obviously, Mr. Zionist himself couldn't make it here tonight. He's busy closing down the office of Jerusalem.
Yes. Yeah, that's an earpiece, by the way. Yes, we just received this report. Mr. Sharon has sealed off East Jerusalem and ordered the demolition of the houses of two Palestinians. The Palestinians are alleged to have built 18 houses and 4 hotels whilst playing a game of Monopoly. The buildings are understood to be outlawed under Zionist land rules. Tanks, F-16s and soldiers have been used to carry out firing practice on children returning from school. Tony Blair has called for his mate Sharon to use the roadmap to help him get around the area and has gone back to reading to the Quran again, whereas Mr. Bush has called for a pizza with pretzel toppings. Anyone want to pay for that one?